There are about 150 households that are still there, and they are packing. They're living out of boxes. There are kids running around. It's still on one side. It's still pretty active in maybe a 2 or 3 block area. But the rest of the 10 block area is really silent, except for like a group of feral cats that run around the courtyards. The brick buildings are all boarded up. It's ready to be demolished.
Do we know when that demolition is scheduled to happen, roughly?
It's supposed to go into high gear with the backhoes chewing into the bricks and all that, probably the first week of August.
And what does this demolition of the bricks, as a lot of people call these sets of buildings, mean to the city?
I think it's the end of the era of how you housed low-income people. Even 2 decades ago, 55,000 people were living in about 8 housing projects that the Housing Authority ran. And the Housing Authority now has 19,000 families that it serves. And out of those 19,000 families, about 17,000 are served through Section 8 vouchers through private apartments. So only 2,000 or so are public housing, you know, compared to tens of thousands.
So when those buildings for the Iberville are demolished, what's going to be put up in their place? And what will that entire area look like and feel like?
It's supposed to be sort of a new urbanism model of apartments with stores and restaurants underneath. They anticipate that a lot of tourists will spread into that area. But in addition, there'll be 2,500 apartments built in place of the 821 apartments that the Iberville had. So it will be an expansion of living spaces there, and 821 of those will be public housing level rents.
Will people who were living in Iberville before be invited to kind of have first pick of these apartments?
They will. These residents at the Iberville will be tracked very carefully, which is a new concept, really. When the other complexes came down, residents were maybe tracked for a little while and then just forgotten. You know, I think the thing that I learned most about reporting about public housing is that these communities were really helpful to each other in a way that that many other neighborhoods aren't. I mean, Reverend Bruce Davenport, who runs a church near the old St. Bernard, which is now Columbia Park in Gentilly, said, you know, in public housing, if one person had bread and one person had meat, they'd share. And I think that that is what, when people remember the good, close-knit parts of public housing, that's what they remember.
At the same time, a lot of those residents who remember things fondly in your story also acknowledge that they saw a lot of violence at a very young age. And there are some studies from Chicago that show that relocation has been better for a lot of people. Is there any prognosis for whether we'll see the same impacts in New Orleans?
The Urban Institute, which has followed Chicago public housing families for a decade, really has concluded that most families ended up in safer neighborhoods in better conditions. That's about all that can conclusively be said. The children have a lot of trauma to deal with, and the schooling hasn't improved. Other pieces of the children's experience have not improved to this point in the Chicago data. I think that we probably will see some of the very same things here and are seeing it now.
Katie Rechtall with a piece in Sunday's Advocate talking to us about this story on preparations for demolition of the final buildings that will be torn down at the Iberville housing development. Katie, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me here to talk about it.